What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning in to Dig Straight Down, I want to welcome you here. This is a podcast all about Minecraft updates. Whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game, or these are updates that we're just kind of making up on our own just for fun, things that we would like to see come to the game. If either of those things are interesting to you at all, you are in the right place. If you find yourself enjoying the podcast that you are listening to, please feel free to subscribe to it wherever you find yourself listening to podcasts on. If you find yourself really enjoying it, be sure to drop a good review, maybe, and maybe even share it with a friend who also likes things like this. Maybe you got a friend, you play Minecraft together, or you talk about Minecraft together, and they like to talk about Minecraft updates, Minecraft news, or maybe their own ideas for the game. Y'all like to nerd out about that kind of thing. That would be the perfect friend to share this podcast with. All right, guys, let's get into this episode. It is a Thursday episode, and you know what that means. This is going to be a Q&A episode. I'm going to be focusing on your guys' thoughts and opinions, specifically on the following question that I asked you guys a few episodes ago. What do you think the upcoming Minecraft movie will be like? So this is not exactly about Minecraft in particular. This is more about a spinoff thing, the Minecraft movie. For those of you who don't know, and apparently there were quite a few of you who didn't, there is a Minecraft movie being produced right now as we speak. This is going to feature characters on an adventure in the Minecraft world. And Steve himself, the very icon of the game, is going to be the main character, played by the great Jack Black. You might know Jack Black from such movies as the Kung Fu Panda series, more recently the Mario movie. He voiced Bowser. He's done a ton of stuff, and honestly, he's one of my favorite actors for comedic roles. He is such a good actor, great voice. He's really good at character kinds of roles. And also, I don't know how many people know this, he's actually kind of a Minecrafter. He himself has played Minecraft on YouTube with PewDiePie. They did a little video together playing Minecraft. He's also voiced or did a narration of one of the official Minecraft novels. I believe it was The Island. I think that's the one he did. And I listened to it. He did a great job. So he is no stranger to the world of Minecraft and video games in general. So I personally think that at least the role of Steve is in really, really good hands when it comes to Jack Black. So, but I wanted to see what you guys had to say about the matter. What do you guys think the Minecraft movie is going to be like? Leo says, good. I think the Minecraft movie is going to be very good with the realism. It's going to look like real life. I think that it's going to be worth the wait. Yeah, so apparently this is going to be fairly heavily live action with a little bit of CG thrown in there, obviously, because there's no such things as creepers in real life. but it is going to be heavily live action, so that's going to be really interesting to see. I think that there's probably a few people out there who probably don't like the idea of it being live action. Certainly wasn't my first choice for the Minecraft movie, but I'm interested to see what this is going to be like. Quacky says, to be honest, I think it will be cringe. And you know what? You might be right. The history is full of video game movies that were horrible. And only recently have they been kind of picking up and being good. One of the ones I'm thinking of is the Detective Pikachu movie. I actually kind of liked it. The Mario movie I thought was really good, actually. Then there's some more adult things like the Fallout series that just came out. Even before that, you had The Last of Us. So the video game media is starting to pick up and be better. I'm even thinking like the Sonic the Hedgehog movies are actually kind of good. So I'm kind of optimistic about it, but it does have the potential to be a dud. Energy Turtle says, what? There's a Minecraft movie coming out? How did I not know about this? Well, yeah, I think there's probably a good many people who don't know about the Minecraft movie. James J says, terrible. It's a live action. It has the plot that doesn't work for it. The actors may be good, but the movie itself will probably be terrible, which fits most movies nowadays. Again, yes, that's totally a possibility. It could be pretty bad, but I tend to be more optimistic about it. Micaiah says either it's going to be the best movie ever or it's going to be ruined. I'm thinking it'll be great because it's got Jack Black. So here's my thoughts on that. Now, I think that obviously you can have your opinion. I don't really love the idea of, you know, oh, either a movie has to be the best movie ever or it's a horrible movie. I feel like there's a lot of that kind of thing going on in audiences today where a movie comes out and it's truly just an okay movie. Like, there's nothing really bad about it, but it's not a just amazing success. People write it off as a bad movie instead of just saying it is just a good movie. And my expectation for the Minecraft movie is not that it's going to be a masterpiece. I don't think that it's going to be great. I think that it's probably just going to be good. It's probably just going to be okay. And I hope that audiences are able to live with that being, you know what, it's not a great movie, but it's not a bad movie either. It's just okay, and it's just enjoyable and fun to watch, and maybe we'll watch it again, maybe not. But it's probably going to exist somewhere in that range, and I feel like we need to be okay with that. Let's see here. Oliver says it has apparently has Jack Black, so I have no clue. So I guess, yeah, you could go either way. Quinn says it's going to be an amazing adventure to excite people and make them want to play Minecraft. Now, that's true. I hope that this movie at least gets people who used to play the game excited again. I really hope they hit that nostalgia factor for older players such as myself. I hope they're not just catering to the newer group of kids who are playing the game. Not that they are welcome, like they are a vital part of the community, but I don't want them to forget the older players and have that nostalgia factor, because that's such a strong thing for Minecraft. I feel like the nostalgia, just the things that the older community knows and loves about the game, I really hope they hit that and get people maybe who haven't played the game in years to come back and try it again. Mark says, not gonna lie, I think it's going to be freaking epic. Can't wait to watch it next year. Say that sarcastically. Okay, maybe I misread that. You apparently are not looking forward to it. All right then, so somebody is not looking forward to this movie. Silas says, I think it will be good as long as it isn't live action. Again, it's going to be live action, I believe, with a mix of CG in there. Honestly, you could probably think of the Detective Pikachu movie as kind of a baseline for what the movie is going to feel like as far as the realism of it goes. I think they're going to go after the realism, and that's okay with me personally. I don't think that it has to be completely animated, although that would have been my first choice. We'll see what that looks like. Anselm says, I don't really like the direction it's going. The whole whimsicality of Minecraft is kind of ruined if it's live action. Something I've been saying for a long time, they have an animation style already. And that's true. I mean, Minecraft does have an animation style already. They use it for their for their marketing all the time. I just don't know how well that animation style lends itself to a full-length movie. I feel like they want to go a little bit different with it at least. So yeah, we'll see. Torben finally says, I'm skeptical. We've seen that it will be live action, and I don't think that will work for a Minecraft movie. Why not use the Minecraft story mode animation? It works great. And there's an opinion. You know what? That's true. There's going to be a lot of people out there who would be totally fine watching a full-length movie in that style of animation. I don't think I would be one of them. I think that style of animation feels cheap and feels like a fan-made animation in the realm of the Captain Sparkles, you know, animated music videos that he used to do, which is fine for YouTube. I just don't think that a Hollywood produced movie needs to feel that low quality. I feel like it needs to be better. Live action, I know not a lot of people are okay with that. I'm fine with it. Again, we'll just have to wait and see. It's not necessary. I'm not writing this off as a failure at all. I'm writing it as, you know, I'm positive about it, and we'll wait and see. Honestly, my what I wanted to see happen, if I could just snap my fingers and make whatever I want to happen happen, I would want Studio Ghibli to pick this up and take it and do it in a Studio Ghibli style animation. Very whimsical, very otherworldly, and I feel like that would fit the Minecraft world very well, without lending itself to the more silly side. And that's what I think this movie is going to be. It's going to be a bit more silly because it's got Jack Black in it. He tends to be in those more silly kind of non-serious roles, with a few exceptions. So I expect this movie to feel very similar in tone to the Super Mario movie. I feel like that's what it's going to feel like, as far as how serious it gets or as how silly it gets. But if Studio Ghibli had done this in my dream world, it would be actually kind of a serious movie. It would be on that level of Howl's Moving Castle. Maybe that's not really appropriate for children. I don't know. But that's kind of what I would have wanted it to be if I could have just designed this on my own. But honestly, it's a Minecraft movie. I think Jack Black's a great actor. I don't think he would sign on to projects that aren't good. I feel like he has a nose for decent projects. I mean, Kung Fu Panda's a classic, right? So my personal opinion is that this is going to at least be a good movie. And that it's another Minecraft thing to enjoy. So I'm all on board with that. So yeah, that brings us to the end of that Q&A. Thank you guys so much for dropping by and leaving me your opinions and thoughts. If you want yours read out in a future episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there. You can also do that on the Discord. The link is in the description. I have a whole channel dedicated to the Q&A segment, and you can go over there and drop your opinions there, and I'll read those out in a future episode, as many of those as I can anyway. All right, guys, before we close out this episode, I want to make sure that you guys know what next week's theme is for the One Block Challenge. The One Block Challenge is a weekly challenge that I do here on the podcast where I give you guys a theme and challenge you to come up with an idea for a block that has something to do with that theme. Well, next week's challenge is around the Stronghold. So I want you to imagine a new block for the Stronghold. It's a thing that I think needs to be more fleshed out anyway. So why don't you guys come up with a creative way to make the Stronghold more interesting by adding a single block to it. There's the challenge. You got a head start, so get me your ideas in by next week on Wednesday. All right, guys, that'll bring us to the end of this episode. Send me your ideas, questions, and comments to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I've been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.